Internet Movie Database is on the case. Let me go first. Poopy. Underpants. Spoiler alert.
Welcome to episode 187 of TFW Movies.
Hey!
It's Monday, May 16th. Woo. Yeah.
Hot diggity dog.
That's a lot of episodes.
I know. It's crazy a lot. I never thought we'd ever get to that many. But
never?
Here we are. We
there
made
we
it.
Go.
I know.
Here
we go.
There you go. There you are.
Yes. Well, I'm DJ.
I'm Beth.
And I'm Joe.
Yay.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Beth.
What do you know?
Hi, Beth.
Oh, you know.
You know.
Show.
Yeah. So what's been going on, Joe? I'm really curious about your streaming. How did that go?
So it was fun to stream for a couple weeks. And the end of the week, last week, I said, hey, I'm not going to do another planned hiatus. I'm just going to stream when I can. And when I can't, I won't. So
hey.
I think that's a fair way to do that.
Yeah, rather than just like, oh, I'm going to stop completely. You know, if I can swing it a couple times a week, or if I can not take a week off if I have some tests or something.
There you know. Go.
So
yeah.
I'm just going to do it sporadically.
Sounds like a plan.
That is a good plan.
But it was
I think
fun
that's...
to come back and do it. Yeah. It was good.
And that's kind of how we are running the podcast at this point.
Pretty much.
When we can, we'll do it.
Yeah, when we can, and we can't, we won't.
That's
when
right.
When we can't, we still love you. We're just busy.
Yeah, we somehow we got busy. But if you need anything done, give it to a busy person. We'll get it done one way
and
or
then
another.
We'll, you know.
And
right?
Barf like a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Barf like a cat. Barf like a cat.
Yeah. So, do we have weekend updates, too, by the way? We could start with Joe, because we're already chatting with him. But.
Okay. So, Friday night. What did we do? I don't remember what we did Friday. It was Friday the 13th.
Yes, it was.
And another friend of mine who streams, he's a DJ, and he does music.
Oh, nice.
But he wanted to play the Friday the 13th game to start his stream off.
Ah.
So I told him I would join him on that. So we
I saw you on that.
Okay, yeah. So we played some Friday the 13th.
Lovely.
And that was fun. And then... Saturday, I went to see a band play, a band called Mastodon, and I wore my black Power Ranger Mastodon shirt as a joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, not a joke, because it's cool, but also because, it's super meta, right?
Yeah, it's so perfect.
And I didn't get a single person that was like, oh, I get it. Nobody...
Aw, lame. I wasn't it.
It's fine. But I got drunk.
I didn't know you liked Mastodon.
The band?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Not everybody
like
thinks the chorus for Mastodon.
Fair enough. And I drank
I have
too
to
much.
Hear it.
And
what?
Yeah, a little bit. And I was really hungover on Sunday.
Oh.
And
oof.
Crackhead Blue asked me to smoke some ribs, so I was out in the backyard,
so you're just
dying.
Yeah.
smoking meat
in the sun, smoking ribs and just.
I was miserable.
Boozing out your pores.
I was miserable.
Oh,
I hadn't been hungover like that in such a long time. So,
oh eek. Man,
it was brutal.
Ugh. That's funny,
but
it's
all good. It's all good.
The Schadenfreude is strong. I'm sorry.
Good weekend. How about you guys?
Hey, you Beth.
I don't remember.
It blends together.
And I didn't
together,
even have like a good reason, like going to see Mastodon and drinking my ass off. Like my brain is just such a puddle of mush right now. That I literally can't remember. Yesterday was the weekend, and I cannot remember what I did.
Beth's been working hard, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Harder than those of us who are even just going to school.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. Everything's so crazy.
Beth's been killing it, though.
She's making it so I don't want a PhD at this point. I'm like, look at what happens.
I'll never
get
one, so I don't have to
When you
about
get
it.
A PhD, then you get a business that has nothing to do with it, and you work really hard. But no, it's gonna get better.
It will get better.
Everything's
It'll get better.
Be fine.
It will be fine. It's you will find your groove.
It's a long day, that's all.
For sure.
So what did you do, DJ?
Oh, I didn't do anything. Like, I was able to look at my pool, which is, that's as good as it gets these
weekends.
Does
it have water in it? Or
no.
Is it just a
no.
Did they pour any cement yet?
Not yet, but okay. But we just got permission to do steel today.
Okay.
Did you check for... I won't do it. Go ahead. Continue.
Yes. No. Well, we have a pump.
I know what you're going to say.
I don't know what you were going to say.
You're so much happier not knowing what
I
was going to say.
Okay.
About it. So
all
continue.
Right. So, yes, we have a pump and pipes.
Oh.
Pump and pipes.
Pump and pipes all around the pool.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, that's so good. Eventually there will be cement, but I think they're putting all the metal that goes around where the cement
all
will
your,
be.
Your substructure. And
all the rebar and stuff, yep.
The rebar and all
they're
that.
Stuff that makes it so that you don't have, like, a sinky pool.
Right, yeah.
Going to build, like, a skeleton for all the concrete to stick to for the most part. And it will strengthen the concrete that is poured.
Skeleton.
That's accurate. And so, and then also we kind of... went to a couple of home places like Home Depot,
good,
and
Lowe's,
and we drove by another one. But
does Menards count in that group?
Well, Menards isn't here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know. It's mostly on the
that's the Midwest,
middle,
right?
Yeah, Midwest.
When I was in Minnesota, I just could not drive past a Menards without going, "Oh, Menards!
Oh, Menards!" Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry.
Thank you, Travis's, for all that. That's, you know, they've sent a lot of Menards in their Marco Polos.
Oh, Menards!
But Wolfman's got Nards. okay. So, but the reason we were traveling
thank
all the home fixie business places was because
home
we have to...
Home fixie business places.
Yes.
Hey, I mean...
I like that a lot.
That's perfect.
We have to raise our fence because if it's below 5 feet, the city will not approve the pool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because
little ones might find it. Yeah, and
I see.
So it's like 4'6".
That's how they learn.
I'm like,
what kind of security fence is that anyway?
4'6".
Is it a privacy fence? That's like the daycare pens at work. Dogs climb out of them.
Yeah, but so they just don't want the really little ones to say, oh, that looks like short enough. I'll climb over it and then die in your pool.
Yeah, before you know it, my mom's going to be like in your pool. And you'll be like, how did she even? Oh, she looked over the fence.
She looked over the fence, right?
So for those who aren't in the know, my mom is 4'8". She is short.
Beth is short shaming her mother at the moment.
Oh,
because
wow.
She's not listening to this. It's fine.
It's fine.
Oh, now we lost a listener.
No, she hears plenty. Don't you worry. I called her cute at work today. She almost like jettisoned a chihuahua in my head.
Oh, dear.
I mean, she's cute though.
Yes.
She's so cute.
We love your mom.
Yep.
She's amazing.
She's a gem.
Continue about your homey fixie uppy business.
That's pretty much it. So none of them have the color of our fence, and not that we'll be getting the same color at all because ours is old and sun faded, so whatever
just
we get,
repaint the whole thing.
I'm considering it. Like, I may commission somebody to do a mural on the back.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Wall, which might be fun.
Like Checho.
I would. You know what? That's actually not a bad idea,
dude.
How did you?
I just thought that would.
I was assuming.
Checho could do some amazing like Mexican style art for our Mexican themed backyard.
That he could. He could.
Ooh.
That's right. You're even closer than DJs.
Yeah. Much closer.
And speaking of Checho, I just sent you a clip of it's in the Marco Polo. It's a link to an Instagram post. And it's a clip of one of the actors saying, hey, it's the or they just wrapped season 4 of
Mayans.
That's right. And so, but as he did it, like, he zoomed in on one of the set pieces, and one of the set pieces is an actual picture of Checho with the tattoo. It says Checho and his face and then tattoos.
How
which is
funny.
In one of their sets. So
how fun.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool. So
that is cool.
Very cool.
So it's there. You'll get to see it if you click on the link. I don't think that it's that you have to have Instagram to see it. So you should be all right. So okay. I think they just...
I have like 6 Instagrams, so I don't know.
Right, right. Anyway, so that brings us to movies, I suppose.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah, yeah. So, if I can speak. What do I have in store for you?
Oh, a family reunion. That's what happened this weekend. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's big news.
That's huge.
It was my mom's side of the family, and I saw some people I haven't seen in probably...
ever?
Like 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And some people ever. Like, my cousin had kids, and I'd never met them, so...
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That was fun. So, yes, I did do a thing, I promise. I'm not just, like, a black hole of joy or anything like that. I just couldn't remember what happened.
Hey, suck in all that joy. You need more... There you go.
Sorry, continue your story.
No worries. Hey, we're going to talk about Ian Holm.
Good.
A little bit, like we were supposed to. Let's see. And then, I don't know, a few others. We were supposed to. So, entertainment news. I have two sad-y ones.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Maggie Peterson, 81. And Fred Ward, I was really kind of shocked about that one, too. 79.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. So,
even I know who Fred Ward is.
What's that?
I said, even I know who Fred Ward is.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's my favorite character in Tremors. Like, he is my favorite character. I don't like anybody else in the movie.
Oh, wow.
Really.
I'm there with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I mean, he's kind of a creep, but he's a charming creep.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. See, exactly. That's how it's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. No, never mind. But another news. Rust, that film where the DP was accidentally shot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The producers are planning to finish the film. They got slapped a big old fine and said, there you go. Be safer.
The show must go on, huh?
Yeah, the show must
be safer, okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Well, let me
rubber know. Guns, please. I don't know what they said. But anyway, they got a huge fine and are now allowed to move on. So that's what's going to happen.
There you go.
CNN. Films has commissioned a Little Richard documentary.
Oh.
So, and that's for HBO Max. So that actually sounds like a fun one. I like Little Richard. If they could do a documentary like that, I wonder if they'd do a biopic for him. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
So, okay, so they're doing just a straight-up documentary, not an actual...
Correct.
They're not casting somebody to be him or something like that.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Got it.
Yeah, so... But it'd be neat if they did the other way. So, well, we'll see. Anyway.
Maybe in time.
Yeah.
In time. And then the last thing I have, unless you guys have something.
No entertainment stuff.
No. Okay. It was really tough to see entertainment stuff this week. I don't know. Beth, what did you say?
I said I am not entertaining.
Okay. Yes, you are. You are to your little cousins that you had never met.
They were pretty cute, but, yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, according to Penny, who I'm believing the source, Pirates of the Caribbean ride at the Disneyland is about to remove Jack Sparrow.
Really?
Yes.
Like, because of the whole drama?
Unknown.
I feel like that was talked about prior to this.
Before, yeah.
Because, like,
I think so.
I think so. I don't think
before
it has any...
Before the dog poop or
poop
or whatever poop in the bed.
Yeah, I do think that it was a temporary thing, and they moved stuff around in there a lot anyway.
Right. It's pretty Mobius. They're always doing some sort of shenanigans.
Mobius.
Yeah, and I don't know how many, if they're going to remove all of them or just...
Making fun of me, Jim?
Leave one
no,
of them?
Man. Come on. Why would I do that?
Uh-oh.
No, man. Yes.
Are you making fun of me, Joe? It's all under your... That was great. No, with the way you said Mobius, it reminded me of when Nacho Libre says, "Beneath the man, we find his nucleus." Like, I don't know. It just stuck in my head. I don't know. Forget it.
I'm totally for it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you reminded me of...
Anytime I can be Nacho-y.
Yeah, it's great.
I will take that.
Yeah.
I had to wash my robes. They're
stinky.
Stinky. So good.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. All right.
Sorry, continue.
How do I break from this? Yeah, that's all I have about that. So that's all the news I have.
Good job, news guy.
Well done, newsman.
And I scoured for news from James, because he really likes to send me some news, which is really cool. So what happened was I was looking, and a lot of his stuff was Star Trek related. Mm. And just commentary on it. And it was political commentary. And I'm just yeah, we're not going to do politics on the show like that. Yeah. But, you know, we kind of do our own little political thing.
Or not.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean. So.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So if you have any news or just want to text us, because people do that at 4:30 in the morning. I've won two. Podcast is our phone number, so send us
a podcast. He sounds like he's from Chicago.
Podcast.
Yeah. Whoops. Whoops. Yeah, we didn't mean to do that.
Well, it's all right. It was cute. Geez, that's cute.
Oh. 512-763-2278 is the phone number if you don't like the podcasty part. So yeah, send us a message. News or something fun, or say, "Hey, I just listened to you guys," or something.
You gave me the giggle berries.
Yes, we like those. TFWmovies.com is our website. Shout out at TFWmovies.com. That's our email address.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Where at? At TFW Movies. There you go. We are also at Patreon. Sorry, I don't know if that's right.
Patreon.
On Patreon. Patreon. That's patreon.com/TFW Movies. You can find us there, and when you support our show there, we support you on a live version of our show. Well, you get to listen to us live.
There it is.
Yeah, and then we are, we'll chat with you a little bit, and you can chat with us live on our Discord channel. Right. And then what else? Oh, yeah, you get to be in our Marco Polo group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marco Polo group is pretty fun because we talk about films and other things on there. Mm-hmm. I know, like, Penny has looked at our Marco Polo thing and this was like 108.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to that in a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
When she falls behind, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens when we get on a tear, and then it's just like 77. What the heck? What are you guys talking about? Oh, Mystery Man, I got it.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, this is just like an hour of people quoting movies. Sweet.
Hey, and it's fun for those
the
involved.
Best. I enjoy that immensely.
Yes, it's super fun. And then that's other, you know, a few other things that are there, like Beth has playlists and such.
I was thinking about doing another one.
Yeah. So that being said, join Patreon. It'll be fun for you.
Could be fun.
Trust
you could
me.
Enjoy it.
You will enjoy it. Especially when you have to wait a week or two for us to be having an actual podcast. Yeah. Instead, you get to listen to us sort of podcast on Marco Polo. Ish.
Sure. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, let's go with Ian Holm, shall we?
Okay.
Let's talk about it a little bit. James, he didn't have a... He was Marco Poloing me a little bit, sent me a polo saying, "Hey, I don't have James Explains, mostly, well, let me explain."
Because he was also busy.
He's busy. Oh, he was just called in to work to fix work stuff.
That's
and you know, when he goes to work, it's whenever
very high in the air.
Somebody says you need to go. He's like, okay, I'm going.
Yeah, he's going to them other jobs.
Yeah, so he's off and running to that. He left like 2 hours or 3 hours ago, and he probably won't even sleep until Thursday. I don't know what's going on.
That is.
It's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
That's bananas.
But what I was trying to say is he did leave me a polo that says, you know, offhand, Fifth Element and Lord of the Rings are the ones that that really catch my attention without looking him up. And then he said, but then I looked him up, and he has 139 credits.
Yeah, he's a prolific actor.
Yeah, he's been around. He said exceptional. I mean, prolific, yes. He says exceptional, and what he means by exceptional is that he does his job so well that he blends into the story and moves the story along so well that we forget that it's Ian Holm in the film until we see him in the credits. Like he thinks he's that great.
That's high praise.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and that's James. Ta-da! And of course, I didn't do the tiki-taki, so I didn't get to.
What?
I know. I'm so
busy.
Well, and now that I'm about to get even busier, I think that I'll be able to do it. I don't know why, but the more busy I am,
more busy I am, the less I'm able to keep my brain straight.
Yeah.
How are you like, ooh, I should film and edit and do all sorts of tiki-talkery?
Tiki-talkery.
Whoops, I didn't mean to turn the TikTok into my teacher. Wrong
in my brain,
spot.
I would love to do TikTok stuff. I would enjoy it immensely, I like to think.
I could tell.
But then I'm also like,
You would be great at it.
Well,
but
maybe
she's got
when
a lot of other stuff going on, though.
When like the big stuff slows down, like when I have staff for everything and everybody's doing their jobs and everything is smooth, then I'll TikTok the crap out of stuff.
Yeah,
I'll TikTok the crap out of that.
I know. I think that's I need more wigs to do more TikToks. That's pretty much it. I really have fun with that.
Okay, sure. I'll make you a shirt that says, in order to successfully TikTok, I need more wigs.
I need more wigs.
That's it. See?
More wigs. M-O-A-R wigs.
More wigs, yes. I went to school today with orange hair.
You're Mr. McGee.
I am, and school colors. Orange is our school color. Tomorrow will be orange and black.
Day?
What's that? No spirit. I created the spirit.
Just you have spirit. Yeah. Yes, you do.
Yeah. So, but you know what? There were so many smiles. I just have to say, that
you're
is awesome.
Such a sweet guy. Teacher.
And then you could tell there was smiling under the kids who had masks too. So. I mean, not under the kids.
You can see it in the eyes.
Yes,
nice.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was pretty nifty. I really like that. So
that's good. I echo Beth's sentiment there.
Yeah.
He's a sweet dude, man.
Yeah.
Aw,
he's
thanks.
Just the nicest
thanks.
Guy.
Thanks. Sorry about that tangent.
No, dude.
Yeah, me
fine.
Too. Sorry.
Time for the cast things. What we liked.
Why don't we start with you, DJ?
Oh, I love this idea. Let's do it. I have four. I don't know why I could have had more, but like, I could have had more. So Ratatouille,
right?
The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. The Lord of the Rings, all of them.
And once again, a man who is he knows the science and just nobody will listen to him.
Yep. Exactly.
Go ahead, continue.
The Lord of the Rings, all of them. And is it okay to like do Bill? What is it, Bilbo? That's the one. Wait, is that it?
What the hell are you talking about?
Bilbo, wasn't he in that one?
Lord
Bilbo
of the Rings, man.
Was it Lord of the Rings? The Hobbit. Thank you.
Oh,
The Hobbit.
Kind of, kind of doubling up, but that's cool.
I am doubling up. I can, because...
It's only a little bit in The Hobbit.
That's okay, but it was...
It's only for, like, some minutes in the beginning when he's telling the story
that's
of
true.
The first one, and then I think a little bit in the ends of the last one where he's finishing the story.
Got it. Well, then...
But sure, it counts, whatever.
Lastly, but pretty much firstly, Fifth Element.
Lastly, but firstly.
Lastly, but pretty much firstly.
Yes.
but mostly, The Fifth Element.
Well, I think that was because I started typing underneath where I had Fifth Element, and I was like, oh, crud, that's on my last of my list. It should have been on the front, but oh well. And you know me, I have to read what's on the teleprompter.
That's true. So wrong, Burgundy.
Beth, tell us.
Firstly, but also Lee is the Fifth Element, of course.
But also Lee.
Mostly.
Lord of the Rings, because mostly. Of reasons. Mm-hmm. The Day After Tomorrow, because you got to listen to that science guy. He knows what he's talking about.
He does.
I love him in The Aviator.
Oh, gosh, yes.
He's so good in The Aviator. And then also From Hell. I think he's great in From Hell.
I haven't watched that one.
It's about Jack the Ripper, DJ. You're not going to want to watch
it. No, I don't want to.
It's like a graphic novel about Jack the Ripper.
Oh. Nope.
So it's not a real DJ kind of jam, but I thought it was great. And he's really good in it. So that is my list. How about you, Joe?
I'm going to go with the obvious Alien.
Also Alien.
Yeah, I mean, that's tops for me, most likely.
Okay.
Lastly, and firstly, and thusly.
Love it.
Also Lee, The Fifth Element.
Fifth Element, also Lee. And Lord of the Rings, for sure.
Yeah. I love you guys. This
is
why I have to do this every week.
It's a good list, Jim.
I don't know how you missed Alien, Beth. I'm a little disappointed.
I'm telling you, I'm a mush brain. Yeah.
I skipped over it. I saw it there somewhere on IMDb.
Yeah, but I know that's not your thing, though.
But yeah, we're not expecting you to say that.
No,
but
totally not.
No, I love Alien. That's totally on my list. I'm telling you, man, my brain is squishy. It's like an avocado that's too ripe.
Hello, my baby. Hello.
It's going to be terrible guacamole.
Yes. Yes, it will. Okay.
So, that's the story of today.
That is. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of today, there was a movie watched today. Stuff we're putting in our eyes. The Contractor.
That's right.
Okay, so real quick. How did we come on to this one?
How did this happen?
So, one of the actors in one of the movies we watched is in it.
That's so clear.
One of the lady actors. One of the lady
actors. Oh, good.
And
the lady actors.
That doesn't clear it up at all.
Hold on. God. Lord love a duck, DJ. I was playing Mario Kart.
Oh, whoops. Well, clearly I'm not, because I'm not cussing like a sailor.
I know. It's so funny to watch. DJ playing Mario Kart is amazing.
He gets upset, huh?
I can't do it.
Like, just... crabby. But then again, like, a nun playing Mario Kart swears. So, let's see. Contractor. So let me see if I can reverse degrees on this.
What did we watch before that?
That was the zombie movie,
The zombie movie, yeah, it was the zombie movie. And it was, hold on, I'm trying to remember who it was.
The zombie movie.
With Lulu Dallas in it.
Resident Evil.
There it is.
Resident Evil, yes.
So that's the one.
Yeah, we
so
watched.
So what's the connection?
One of the lady actors.
Which one?
I'm looking!
I'm freaking out!
Give me a second there! Fancy pants! I had to put down my Switch!
I don't remember who it was.
I can tell.
It was down the list a little bit.
That would do it.
Resident Evil. And you know who told me about this?
Someone else.
Oh, no. It was...
James.
No, it wasn't James. It was Real Good, the app.
Oh my God.
So I was able, I clicked on that, and then I clicked on the actors' names, and I was like, oh, that person only did like two films. Oh, that person did like a film. And I went down a little bit more, and somewhere down there, there was actors who did like a bunch of them, and that one was on there. And I was like, oh, I haven't seen that one, and it's on a streaming service that I have, so let's watch one. And Wesley Snipes is in it. So I was like, I'll watch something with Wesley Snipes in it. That doesn't look like he's gonna kill people. I mean, like a vampire would, or however.
Are you casting dispersions on Blade?
Sounds like it.
You shut your mouth.
Blade's a superhero, man.
How very dare you?
I don't know. I've never watched Blade.
Whoa. Yeah, so you can't talk a pile of crap about
it. I'm not talking a pile of crap. Just enough to say I don't sure. I really, I'm not sure. I want to.
You should
watch
see.
That.
You should see Blade.
You should watch Blade.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, eventually it'll come up on our list.
Are you not gonna watch the Mahershala Ali one?
Oh man,
I don't even.
That's gonna be so rad.
I can't wait. I'm trying not.
It's
to
gonna be like ooh, Fred.
Wouldn't I have to watch all those others before I can watch that one?
No, what? You can. I think you can get away with just watching the first one.
Both Tywin and Cersei Lannister.
Yeah, I noticed that. I did notice that. And he played her dad in that, which is great.
Ryan McCluskey is a man who was in both movies.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize.
So, Beth, I know you didn't watch, you didn't get a chance to catch The Contractor, but...
That is correct.
Maybe
Tywin... Tywin Lannister plays Cersei's dad in this film as well. It was like, what? What is going on here?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They're just all, oh, yeah.
This film was actually not too shabby, except for the girl didn't, was too random. I don't know why.
Reminded me of, like, that season of The Walking Dead where everybody told Carl to stay in the house and he never did.
Oh, God.
Okay.
She wasn't as annoying, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. She was useful. She was a little bit too street smart for her own good.
A little bit. Yeah.
So I'm having a hard time figuring this one out.
Yeah, I don't think
okay, maybe it was the guy.
I'm going to go with Ryan McCluskey because at least we got that.
Yeah.
So it's a dude.
Okay, it was
not
a dude.
Not a lady. Another dude.
Sorry.
Hey!
Yes.
All right. We watched this or didn't watch it, as the case may be, because Ryan McCluskey was in both.
That's what it was. So apparently there's some gender issues going on here.
Hey, maybe there's, you know, DJ does not see gender.
Yeah. I don't know which, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
In sign language, there's no gender, so I just point at that person.
Cool.
that's who it is. That person.
Hey, yes. Works for me.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was, I mean, basically a hitman that has to just...
He's a contractor.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, he was a former hitman, and then they're like, of course, hey, you know, you're never really retired, so I need you to come back.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit more than that.
I was
going to
say, help him, Joe.
So he was a pawn. He was a pawn in a bigger scheme. He was the premise of the movie, from what I got. Granted, I was washing dishes and doing a couple other things. Hold on, I am going to sneeze. So edit this out.
Bless you. Kazoom
died. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's one more. Okay, no, that should be it. Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Well,
cool.
Done.
I think welcome
so.
Back.
Okay, so what I got from this is that they knew he had a personal vendetta against a particular target.
Yes.
So they manipulated him, saying, hey, we got him. They're doing X, Y, and Z. You can get him. But I don't know if you caught this, but that definitely didn't look like the same guy.
No, it didn't.
It was a different person.
Yeah.
So they basically wanted a person of interest taken down.
Yep.
They knew they could manipulate this guy to get an old vengeance off of his on his radar. Like, oh yeah, I'll do it because it's this guy. You told me it's this guy.
Doesn't
but then
make you feel better though.
Well, I might have. And then so it for wasn't him. That guy. And then he became, oh, now we can bring him in too. Now
he's
we can
a scapegoat.
Yeah, now he's the fall guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then he was just too smart and he figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, at least he figured it out.
Yeah, he did.
And with the help of a like 14-year-old orphaned girl.
Yes.
Well, that's usually the way it is.
It was pretty random. I will agree with you,
Jay. They were trying to Natalie Portman movie. What's that? The one.
Oh, The Professional. Yeah,
that's the one. They were trying to.
The Professional, The Contractor. Oh my God, why did I not see that?
I don't know. I didn't even watch the movie. I got it. Anna,
you nailed it. Well done, Beth.
Crazy. Good job. Good job.
That's the only thing that my brain actually did. Properly. oh no, I lost my race. Okay, so what would you guys rate it?
I mean,
go ahead, DJ. No, you go first.
Okay, so I would rate it I think a 7.
Yeah.
It's or 6. No, I'll go with a 6.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I was going to give it a 6, too. It didn't really hold my interest.
Clearly, you were doing the dishes. You're like, know what would be great right now?
Right.
Really hot hands.
That and, like, it felt kind of all over the place for a little bit. Like,
it really did.
It was kind of hard to follow, honestly.
Okay.
And I don't usually have that problem.
It just wasn't put together as well as it
could have
been.
It just didn't seem cohesive. Yeah, like, there was like, okay, what are we doing? Why are we talking to these people?
Yeah.
Didn't have a good through line.
Got it. Yeah.
It happens.
It's
sometimes.
A 6 for me.
Okay. I think maybe the first time you both agreed on a rating.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well done, guys.
So,
way to be together on that.
Yay. By the way, there is a new contractor 2022.
Yeah, it's different.
It is a little different. Although it looks like it's almost the same, even with like
Chris Pine in it.
Yeah.
I think it's different.
Yeah. I'm curious, but we'll see.
You gonna watch it? Let us know.
I'll probably watch it. And then I will let you know, actually. All right, Beth.
Actually.
What have you been watching?
A lot of data entry.
Data entry. Dogs.
I did, we're changing computer programs at work.
That's
so I
right.
Move everybody over.
Tail wagging.
But I did manage to, in the throes of insomnia the other night, watch the documentary on the meltdown at 3 Mile Island on Netflix.
Ooh,
oh.
I started that. That's cool.
It's pretty good in that you're watching it going, holy shit. Wow. And then my cousins found out her husband grew up like 5 miles away from there.
Oh.
So, ooh, interesting. It's pretty interesting. Once again, it has like the same, I mean, obviously, the same sort of themes as Chernobyl, like the cost of lies.
Yeah.
And also nuclear tragedy, which is never fun. But,
did they listen to the scientists?
No.
Do they ever?
Do they ever?
No.
They don't. That's not when they're Ian Holm. Not when they're, anybody.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are. If you're a scientist in a movie, they're not going to listen to you.
Crazy.
Because, I mean, they didn't listen to Ian Malcolm.
They didn't listen to Ian Malcolm's twin brother in Independence Day.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
He
had
so,
all the answers.
Man, I would have been that one. Yeah, so it's very interesting. If you don't mind watching documentaries about stuff like that, it's a pretty good one. The people you talk to or that talk to you, they are very forthcoming with their information and very honest about it. They have a lot of video from like the olden days, because this happened like 6 years before Chernobyl, and it was like 30 minutes from becoming Chernobyl.
Wait, 3 Mile Island was pre-Chernobyl?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was after.
It was like 77. It was like Star Warsy.
Oh, shit. Didn't know
and,
that.
And happened in Pennsylvania, and it was the worst nuclear situation in the U.S. I think it still is. I don't think they've gotten any.
Yeah.
Had a. But
they
then
shut
shortly
down the
after.
One on in L.A. or on our way to, from, you know, between San Diego and L.A., that one, they shut it down. So they avoided something there.
Yeah.
Never.
No, but that one was running fine. There was nothing wrong with San Onofre. It was good.
But yeah, so it's pretty interesting. I said, if that's something
too much
that you're
to keep it running. Yeah, no, I do want to watch that.
Learning about. So
I do want to watch that.
When you get done watching it, we'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll have chitty chats about
it. Is it a series? Like a?
It is. It's okay. Like four, I think. And yeah, so it's pretty neat. I can't think. What else have we watched? I can't think of anything else that we've watched. My brain, like, will give me a little bit of information, and then it's like, hey, you're done.
And you're done.
You said words. You're finished now. Good job, Beth.
Yay.
So if I can think of anything else, I'll let you know.
Have a seat, brain.
There you go.
Okay.
Joe, let's put your brain to work.
All right. Well, I haven't been watching much, I will be honest. We did watch, I think we're like halfway through the new season of The Great Pottery Throwdown.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Freaking
right?
Love that show. Thank you, Beth, for suggesting that one.
You're welcome.
We haven't watched Doctor Strange yet. We haven't watched
me either.
I'm trying to still catch up on freaking Ozark. I'm about 4 or 5 episodes into the last season, and then I realized that it has like 16 freaking episodes. I thought it was only 10.
Oh,
so yeah. That's fine. I'm okay with that because it's getting really interesting.
Cool.
I mean, it's been interesting, but yeah. I don't think we've watched anything else.
Did you finish Moon Knight?
Oh yeah, finished Moon Knight.
I didn't yet.
You haven't, Beth? Okay.
I haven't. Okay. But I'll not listen, so you guys
No,
can
no,
talk.
No. It's fine. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's
yeah,
fine.
We'll talk about it
we
later.
Can wait. We can wait on that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it this week.
Yeah, no worries.
I wouldn't mind doing a rewatch, refresh, and all that.
Okay, cool. So I'll do it this week, I promise.
Okay.
Cool.
I think that's it, man. My brain is, like, not pulling anything else, so that's
Joe, we
gotta
watch The Lost City. It's on Paramount Plus now.
It is.
Okay.
Which
I hear
is
it's
the,
very romantic, the Stone-ish.
It's
got the feel. It's got the vibe.
It okay. is.
She's
it's a little
she's a
different.
She's a romance novelist. And
yeah.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
She is, actually.
And she's, like, in the jungle. And,
but,
like, her cover model comes to rescue her.
Yes. So it's not the guy that was already in the jungle.
Right. And then there's, like, a Brad Pitt guy. How are you so handsome? My dad was a weatherman.
Yeah.
Is the the line I got out of that.
It's hilarious.
And I wanted to see it in the theater, but then I just kept working instead.
Right. Like you do.
But, yeah, but now it's on Paramount Plus, and I keep saying, oh, we're going to watch that. And then I'm like, ooh, total cinematic fluff. All I need is to watch Worst Cooks in America, and I'll feel better.
Aw. Well, I highly recommend The Lost City. That did go in my eyes. And yeah, it was great.
Okay.
I am not disappointed at all by that.
Langostino.
Yeah. I watched I finished the season of Picard.
Cool.
And it was amazing. I screamed. Like, I was so happy, and I cried because it was such a beautiful episode. It was so well done, the final episode, and that just tied everything up so nicely.
Is it, like, season or series finale?
It's season finale. They've already shot season 3, so now we just gotta wait for them to decide when they want to put that out. And I'm hooked. I'm ready. I'm like, whatever, I'll wait as long as you want me to. Done.
You and my friend Kendra are the biggest Trekkies I know.
Oh, my gosh. Has she seen Picard? Because...
Yeah. Do you remember on, like, New Year's, I sent you the picture of the Star Trek plate?
Yes.
That's hers. She got it for Christmas.
I like your friend.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah.
She's very cool.
Sounds like it. So good. I cannot say anything bad about it at all.
Good.
I'm without words at this point. And that's normal, but in this case, it's just amazing. Moon Knight, I really enjoyed how that turned out. I really liked it.
Okay.
They needed more. I'm tired of these little 8 episode
Is it done forever? That it was just a limited engagement.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was thinking so too.
I don't think they're gonna ingest him into the MCU at large yet.
Okay.
Just partly.
So I could see them doing another season.
That'd be great. I'm up for that.
Well, even just having seen what I've seen, I'd be up for that. I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
And super fun. Also, like, just dynamic. Interesting. Yeah. So.
Chuck finished season one of Chuck.
Chuck
is awesome. I really love Chuck. And his family, everything is hilarious. And
they
the guy
can't get his nose right.
I really shocked to see his sister's boyfriend with clothes on sometimes, because it's so funny, that whole gag that they've got going on there.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty good. Here's something I watched and I kind of enjoyed.
Oh.
A little bit. I was just like, this is something I never thought I'd like. But it wasn't very... It wasn't as horror-y as I thought. Horror-y.
Was it Blade?
No. I haven't seen Blade. Firestarter, the new one.
Oh, I forgot that came out.
I did catch your Marco Polos about that.
Yeah, and that wasn't bad.
It was going to be scary.
Yeah, so, it wasn't that scary. It really wasn't.
Just back off.
If you don't like people catching on fire, you have some sort of phobia of that, you're not going to want to watch this.
Yeah, that's kind of a rough one for some people.
And I could see why Blumhouse did it. Like, they're really good at doing gory stuff. And
Blumhouse.
And that's what it was. Like, there was the gore of the fire stuff. And
what about a swimming pool filled with skeletons?
No, we are not talking about a swimming pool filled with skeletons.
I mean, we did twice, but you
we
missed
did
it,
twice.
So.
You missed it already.
I'm okay with that, honestly. just fine with that. Yeah. That's not what it's on. That's not what's on the. Is that what that scene is?
You're not. Just don't watch it.
Don't
keep
worry
talking.
About it.
Oh my
keep talking.
Gosh, I didn't know what that scene
just
was.
Keep talking.
I just ignored it.
He's going to get really distracted. You're fine. Just keep talking.
Gosh.
It's like in American Tale when they're trying to go up the rope to get on the boat and then Fievel keeps asking questions. Look, birds. Are they seagulls?
Yes.
And everybody just goes, keep walking!
Yeah.
Just that.
Yes. Fine. But anyway, the cat definitely dies in this.
Well, it is a Stephen King book, movie.
Yes.
So you got to lose something.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes killing animals, though.
He's got some undiagnosed situations.
Or he just understands the nature of pets and how Americans and people just love their pets, and it adds to the terror.
Pet cemetery.
Oh, yeah. See, it adds to the terror. Lost City. Okay, I went there. Turning Red, we watched that again.
It's so great, right? Isn't it so good?
Awesome.
Super good. Super duper good.
Fantastic.
National Treasure 1 and 2.
Oh, I love National Treasure.
Me too. And I just laugh at so many things, and I'm like, I'm laughing so hard to this thing, and it's like I've never seen it before.
That's pretty funny.
100 times.
And it's like a puzzle movie. It's not even like a big comedy.
Right, exactly.
It's like an adventure. It's kind of an Indiana Jonesy Da Vinci Code situation. And DJ's like, ha ha, delightful.
Right? And how I got onto the National Treasure kick was I watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
Yep.
I've also gone on that kick and ended up in the same situation.
Yeah.
Thanks, Disney Plus.
Thank you. Yeah. And that was also, and it was the one with the mermaids. That one.
Oh, yeah.
The fourth
one. I
don't think
I've
seen that one.
It's the fourth one. It's the one with Ian McShane.
I definitely haven't seen that one.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I think I like that one. But anyway, so it sent me to National Treasure 1. I was like, okay, I'll watch that. And then it said National Treasure 2. And I'm like, all right, I'm
yeah,
still
twist my arm. I'll enjoy here. This again.
And then it suggested National Treasure 1 because I saw part 2. I'm like,
sometimes
okay.
It like goes back and forth and you're just like,
really?
Yeah.
I almost hit play. I almost did.
That's okay. The other day I was watching Raiders of the Lost Ark on Paramount Plus. And when it was done, it started from the middle of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Weird.
It like started over from like the big truck chase. And I was like, huh. Okay. Whatever.
All right.
I'll take it. I'm trying to go to sleep anyway.
Yeah. There you go.
I've seen this a million times.
Yes.
So.
And then last but not least, Star Trek, Strange New Worlds.
Oh, is it strange?
So good. I'm so happy with it.
Oh, good.
I love where they're going with all the Star Trek stuff, and I can't wait for more, and they just need more.
There you have it.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I've got.
There you go.
But super good. Just super good.
Nice. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Thank you. Me too. Okay, box office. Have any idea who came in first? Any?
I don't even remember what movie
Spider-Man
came out this week.
Oh, if you were gonna go with the 6 degrees of Spider-Man, it would definitely
not still Uncharted.
It is not Uncharted.
These are such old movies now. Go ahead.
No, sorry. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse.
Yeah.
That makes
Madness.
More sense. I forgot that it came out this week because I'm nuts.
Yeah, so. Disney cash in just a little bit under $62 million on that.
Is that all?
That's all. Well, opening weekend was here, and oddly enough, it's saying the total gross all over the world.
Gross.
$292 million.
Wow.
I do not know where they're coming up with that number.
Someone was doing the math.
I don't.
Maybe it was some discrete calculus.
It was discrete math with
yes,
discrete calculus.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. Anyway.
Huh.
I say we do Wesley Snipes for next week.
Okay, but you know what's gonna happen.
What's gonna happen?
Well, Blade's gonna be on my list.
If it's available, it might not even be available to you. Just saying.
Oh, are you talking about for my choices as far as?
Yeah, whose turn is it to pick?
Making
it's
you
your turn,
it's
right,
me.
Beth?
It's yeah. my turn.
It is your turn, Beth, to make the pick. I was just saying, as the actor that was in the movie, like we did.
I could probably find something. Don't you worry.
I'm sure you will. Exactly. The actor we talk about and films we like of the person is him. Is that okay? You think that's okay?
Yes.
Say that. Wait. Say that again. I didn't quite catch that.
Yeah, it was still very confusing.
Sorry. Yes. So the actor list. Would be Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Yes. So movies we like by Wesley Snipes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Why didn't you just say that?
I guess I just have a mushy brain. If only I'd said that earlier in the show.
Why didn't you say that?
Why didn't you start with that? You should have led with that.
Yeah,
should have just came out with it so everybody knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
That I'm not on my usual sharp tech wit game. Instead,
yes.
I just held it under my hat.
There it is. Jeez. All right. So if you have a if you have a Wesley Snipes film that you really like that we need to put on the show and say, hey, this is one we really like.
Passenger 57.
That's a good one.
Yeah, shouting out numbers.
1400.
Ooh, another good one.
I know, right?
512 podcast is our
Blade
phone number.
3.
Shout out at tfwmovies.com. Email us.
It needed to have a number, Joe.
Did. TFW movies or at TFW Movies on
Twitter.
You
messed
him
up. Like, he's stumbling.
Totally. I can't do this anymore.
I passed the mush.
Yep.
You got it. You
yeah.
Did.
Thank you. Now you turned me to mush.
Mush man.
Okay. So
Demolition Man.
It's time to plug something.
What are the three shells for?
He doesn't know the three shells.
You don't know about the three shells? Come on, man.
I don't know. Is this a Remington thing?
No!
Okay. No, I'm not even gonna. We're not even gonna go any further with that. Sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to add that to your mind.
That's all right.
Plug something. That's right. Cho-cho! Yay!
Dang, we're already at plugs?
Yeah, we're already at plugs. Standard Tattoo Parlor, they are now, if you must know. Oh, wait. You just missed it. You just missed it. They had a Friday the 13th flash sale.
Oh, I've heard about those.
They had like 250 little square thing, not square, but little picture-y things. That $13 or I don't even know, $13 to $20 or whatever. You
get
this tattoo on your
tattoo.
On your body.
Mini tattoo.
All these horror things. Pretty cool. But just that being said, they're now taking walk-ins.
Ooh.
Like, they're at a point where they don't have to, like, just make only appointments. And so walk-ins are Tuesday through Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky them.
That's right. And I think it's $100 minimum for the walk-ins.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Not bad at all. And I talked about the Mayans season 4. With a big old picture of Big Checho on that, so check that out.
Shout out to Big Checho, man.
Absolutely. And
the star of that show, I'll tweet at him, and he responds fairly regularly. Like, he's really good with the fans, man.
That's cool.
So shout out to JD Pardo. I don't know if you're listening to this show, but, man.
Yeah.
Can't wait to binge season 4, because I've avoided all spoilers up until this point.
He is dedicated.
Good for you.
And I want to binge it, so... I'm looking forward to watching my man get down on season 4.
Hey-o.
There you go.
That's
so Checho, tell JD Pardo I'd like to shake his hand or something.
There you go.
That's a good guy.
Fun.
Seems like a really
That's
good
cool.
guy.
Yeah, that would be cool. And Checho he deserves all this credit, man. Like
Checho's the bomb.
He is amazing. And he does amazing work, even with their motorcycles and all that great stuff. So.
All the stuff.
Yeah.
He's a very talented art man, as we have said a great many times.
A gazillion times.
And a six. So, Joe, what do you want to plug?
Well, I will plug my Twitch channel. You can find me sometimes during the week at twitch.tv/apostle_OFC.
Do you tweet or let everybody know?
I do tweet. You can follow me also at Twitter, same handle. It'll be at apostle_OFC. And I tweet before I go live. So
nice.
You can see me on the Twitters, and then you can, you know,
on the Tweety
find me on the Twitch.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The tweet and the Twitch.
The Tweeties and the Twitchies.
That's right.
And that's it. That's all I got.
Cool.
Nice.
And then Beth, you want to plug something?
Sure. I'll plug Courtney's Puppy Dog Rescue because she's one of the greatest people I know, and she could always use a thumbs up or a happy smile looking at all of her puppies, her picture puppies. She has 5 right now. She's got a fluffy Frenchie, which I did not even know was a thing. It's a French bulldog with long hair. I'm sorry, what? A husky. A Dalmatian that is probably going to be her first failed foster because she's probably going to keep him. She's got a coonhound, and she has another little French bulldog. So she's got a passel of puppies, if you will. A plethora of puppies.
A plethora.
And check out her Instagram and her Netflix. See what I'm saying? My brain is not there today. Her Instagram, her tickety-tockety, her Facebook, all of those social media situationals. With the handle Text for Clefts. Sometimes it's a text TECHS number 4 Clefts CLEFTS, or sometimes she spells it out. And I think TikTok is the one with the number 4. I'm not sure.
I think it is.
That's the one it is. But she's pretty hilarious, and she's also just a wonderfully compassionate human being. So check her out. Say, hey, Court, I see you have a ton of puppies. Thank you for your puppy content. And it will make her very happy, and she will glow from the inside out. So, yeah, thanks for listening, Courtney. She's always on. She always texts me after the podcast, and she's like, I was happy to hear you. So, thanks for listening to our podcast, Courtney. And
yes, thank
I'll
you.
Always I'll always plug you and your puppies.
Yay.
All right.
Okay.
Sounded horrible.
It did.
Let's just go ahead and I'll always give a shout out to you and your adorable canine friends. Yeah. Cut out that other part, DJ. You've reached the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen, where we say thank you. I don't know if I could do this today. Okay. As always, we like to start by saying thank you to our Patreon members. Thank you so much for joining us on the Patreon, checking out our content available there. We'd like to thank, as always, Big Checho, the most talented art man, the wonderful Miss Joy Flair for her beautiful voice in our introduction. Thank you so much, madam. We'd like to thank the cast. That over there is DJ.
Hello.
That over there is Joe. Thanks,
Hi.
Joe.
There's
I'm Beth. I'm not really here. I'm just a shell of a human being now. We'd like to thank the lovely ladies behind the scenes who keep us from going absolutely batshit bananarama throughout the week. And those are, of course, the lovely Miss Blue. Thanks, Blue. Dorothy, that's my mom. She worked a 10-hour day with me today. Yeah. Oh, and then also, Miss Penny McGee. Thank you so much, Penny. We love and adore you. Mm-hmm. But most of all of those people that we are thanking, we'd like to thank you, the listener, for listening. Because if you did not listen, we would be talking to ourselves. So thank you very much for putting us in your ears. Make sure that you clean them out, but don't use, I guess, a Q-tip, because that just pushes the wax in there more, and that's gross. So wash your hands. If you're still wearing a mask, wear a mask if that's a thing you need to do. Change your underpants. Don't use the Q-tips. And eat your vegetable. Broccoli is very good for you, unless you have a heart thing, in which case don't eat those dark green vegetables, and be excellent to each other.
Welcome to... hold on, I'll try it again.
Get that frog
Welcome
out of your
to a
I
show.
Know, I don't know what happened. I'm like getting ready to speak and this thing gets in my throat. Like, what the hell?
You're like those twins from UHF.
You get a hairball.
Whack!
You gotta do like a cat. You gotta go. God, it's so gross. Cats are the fucking worst.
Horrible.
It is gross.
If
I can't.
They had
it.
An alarm clock that sounded either like cats barfing or dogs barfing. Nobody would ever sleep in.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah,
you
wake up instantly
so fast. You're just like, ah!
It's not on the couch.
Not a couch,
right?
Are you on the bed?
Get off the bed.
Yeah.
Run to the tile.
Why are you on my carpet?
That would be an amazing alarm for pet people.
That's
Is
really
that in my laundry? Jesus.
Dude, Beth, I think you're onto something.
I agree. We could market that. I figure
just
it out.
Just record a bunch of cats, find the most like disturbing
Just
ones.
The worst barf sound ever. Or if you have a really big dog, it like echoes all the way up their trachea. It's terrifying.
Oh, gosh.
Ugh, I'm that getting a little terrible. Grossed out just thinking about it. So,
yeah, let's move on from this.
Gross. Oh, you mean like actually start the show?
Yes.
What a weird idea.
Please, let's try.
Just dog barfing. Go ahead.
Okay.